WQJO-FM. Good afternoon. You've just tuned into the Starlight Baptist Church of Marksville, Louisiana radio broadcast with host Pastor Reverend Van Jones. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Come on, clap your hands. Dirty job you can have. Sin would bring you all the way down. Anybody been around pig? That's a dirty job. Stinky job. Daddy used to raise hogs, you know. We used to go feed the hog. And when I was coating Marty, you know, I used to go wash my hand. But I'd get around and go to a boy and I put my arms around and say, "What's that smell? Baby, that cologne." "No, it's not." From that hog, you know. I don't care how much you put on it. You cannot take that sin off of that. He went and joined himself to feed hogs, pigs. The dirty job. Because I don't care if y'all ever fed pig where you could put the slop there that Ross going to shake his head. Get all over you. You remember that, Brother Ross? Amen. See, some of y'all don't want to talk about where y'all come from. You want people to believe that y'all been rich all your life. Some of y'all women too. Some of y'all know we was on this field. Some of y'all was over that field. I ain't going to call your name. That's between y'all. Send him to feed swan, which is pigs. Sin would bring you all the way down. But you see... He did not leave home right. He left home too fast. Did not want to listen to mother and father. Your days are cut short. The Lord said that, not me. He wanted what the pig ate. He got so desperate, he wanted what the pig ate. Matter of fact, the pig was being treated better than him. Sin is something else. But look at God. Look at God working on him. Sometimes God got to let us fall just for him to pick us up. He came from a good home. You know, all of us come from good homes. Quit talking about, you know, you didn't have nothing. We had everything. We had everything. We had everything. We had the best of food. We ate. We didn't starve. He had everything he wanted and needed at home. He had it too good. And that would happen sometimes. Our children got it too good. Amen. Too good. Quit telling your children you don't want them to come up like you came up. There was nothing wrong with like how you came up. It taught you how to work. It taught you the value of life. You still living. You made it. Amen. You appreciate life. You had better manners. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. Nah, these days, yeah, huh, uh-huh. What? What? What kind of man is that? Huh? He had it too good at home. We just have to let them go. Sometimes parents, we have to just let them go and put them in the hands of the Lord. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? Let them go and put them in the hands of the Lord. He can do more with them than we can do. When you done your best, that's all God requires. Done your best for them, let the Lord deal with them. Just pray for them. That's all you got to do. Stay on your knees. Say, "Lord, I give them to you. I can't do no more with them. Don't worry, but pray. Sometimes you got to let them stay there. You got to let them wallow in sin. You got to quit all the time giving them. Get them out of trouble. Quit. You got them out of trouble one time. You got them out of trouble two times. The third time. Sometimes you got to let them stay there. Woo! That's my baby. I know you. That's your baby. But your baby killing you too. It's a dirty job. Somebody. I done lost my amen. Amen. Sometimes you worrying yourself all night long, giving them this, helping them out of this, and they ain't learn no different, they ain't learn no sense. Just keep doing the same old crazy thing. Tell my mama, daddy, you don't love me, baby. I love you. That's why I leave you in there. That's why I'm going to let you hurt, die, because I love you so much. I put you in the hands of the Lord. When you put them in the hands of the Lord can do more with them than we can do. They call you on the phone at night, mama. Daddy, I swear if you get me out, I ain't going to do it again. That's the 10th time you told me that. And that don't mean that you less than a mother or father when you let your children stay in jail, when you let them fall. That means you love them more. Help me by myself, Pastor Jones. I'm trying to cut through the field. Sometimes, if you leave them there, let them appreciate. They're going to thank you in the long run. Let them hate you. But I did it because I love you. Left you in there because I love you. Because you keep on getting them out. You ain't doing them no good. Matter of fact, you're hurting your own self. Mom and daddy finally got themselves up. Maybe they retired. You don't have much. You look forward to that retirement day. And all of a sudden, now you're spending more than you had before. And now your life is miserable. Your life is a wreck because you got to take care of them. Can't even sleep at night. You're staying up. And then you get on your job. You go to sleep. And you come to church. You're sleeping. Because they worry you so much. Stress you out. And sometimes you got to let them go. It's hard. Don't sit here and act like it's not. It's hard. Because you're letting your loved one go, your child, in the hand of the Lord. But you got to keep praying. Baby, I'm praying for you. That you change. I can't make you change. Only the Lord can do it. You got to come to yourself. Only when you get sick and tired, I left you there because I love you. You hear what I'm saying? God will let you fall just to pick you up. Where is his friends? Nowhere to be found. He did not have no one to give him anything. No money, no help, no support. Where are they? Nowhere around. That's why you got to be careful the friends you pick. Got to be careful the friends you pick in your lives. Because a good friend will stick with you through thick and thin. Amen? Good friend stick with you. But you can't find a good one. You got to know the Lord. Amen? Tell them sometimes you can do good by yourself. You say we can do bad by yourself. No, you can do good by yourself. I'm trying to cut through the field, y'all. We have to understand. People say, well, that's mine. Let me do, but you're not helping that child. You're hurting that child, and you're hurting yourself. He was at the far country feeding swans, feeding pigs. But you know what? Out of all of this, what I lack is verse 17. When he came to himself. Y'all miss your shout. You see, sometimes you got to come to yourself. When he came to himself, the Bible says, when he came to himself, otherwise, when he had sins, when he came to himself, he repented. Repent means he changed one mind. The young man changed his mind about himself, his situation, and his commitment. He admitted that he was a sinner. You got to admit, I'm a sinner. I made my own choice. You can't blame nobody for your own choice. You can't blame nobody when you mess up. Ain't nobody made you do it. You did it yourself. Quit blaming the white man for you getting in trouble. Quit blaming the black man for you getting in trouble. You did it yourself. When you come to yourself, you ought to know, do better. Huh? Look what he said. Change your mind. Situation. He admitted that he was a sinner. He confessed that his father was a generous man, good man, and that servant at home was far better than the freedom in the far country. He looked back and said, man, I got it. I had it made. What am I doing here? What's wrong with me? Not wrong with nobody else. You need to say, Lord, what's wrong with me? What I'm doing here? Boy, I messed up. Amen? Quit putting the finger at everybody else. Look at your own self. That mirror ain't gonna lie. Look at yourself. You're the only one that can straighten yourself up. We can pray for you, but you got to pray for yourself. There come a time in your life that you got to say, you come to yourself. Amen? He said it was better off at home. It is God's goodness, not just man's badness. The boy, it's painful circumstance help him to see his father in a new way. He said, I will arise and I will go home and say, I've sinned against heaven. See, when we leave not right, we sin against heaven. And he said, I'm going to say, I sin against you, Father. When you come to yourself, that's why I say you can see a change in some people. When people come to themselves, they're no longer the same. You shouldn't be the same. When you come to yourself, there come a time in life you ought to be sick and tired of living the way you used to live. You say, Lord, I want you to clean me up. I want you to fix me. I want a clean heart. It ought to be like David say, Lord, create in me a clean heart, renewing me in the right spirit. Came to himself. He said, I am not worthy to be called thy son. Don't treat me like a son. Treat me like a high servant. Huh? He said, I'm not worthy. And none of us are worthy. None of us are worthy. But the Lord see you fit when you come to yourself. He's not going to make you. You got to be sick and tired of going through the same dilemma, the same way. Sick and tired of going through the same thing. Sick and tired. Some of us are getting too old to be acting a fool. Some folk getting too old to be acting a fool. Some folk too old to be going in the nightclub, huh? You sin. You don't give your children time to sin. You're too old to be on that stuff. Lord, clean me up. Come to yourself. The Lord will let you fall just for him to pick you up. Woo! It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it. He came to himself. That's why, and I'm almost through. You never know when the Lord going to touch somebody's heart. He let you go a long ways. It's up to you to change. He's not going to make you. But he put enough trouble in your life. He put enough disappointment. He put enough pain. Enough rain in your life. And if that don't change you, ain't nothing gonna change you. Amen. So I'm gonna go back home. And let me tell you something, ain't nothing wrong with going back home. It's good when you can find your way back home. A lot of people can't find their way back home. But I thank God I found my way back home. Ain't you glad you found your way back home? And home is not bad. Home is all right. But he say, Father, forgive me. That's what he asked for forgiveness to his father. Amen. Look what he said, my brother. The far country was nothing. But the father had already forgiven him when he left home. That's what he didn't know. A good father, good mother will forgive you already when you left home. Because they know my baby going to come back. Because you know why? Because the father has some God in him. Has some Jesus in him. When you got some Jesus in you, you know they're going to come back home. And you're going to welcome them back home. Amen? You're going to welcome them back home, huh? That's why Jesus died on the cross for all our sin. For all our sin. He thought about, my father got enough. Here I am perishing with hunger. I arrive and go home. Ain't nothing back here for me no more. I lost everything. The boy is depressed. He's depressed. I lost everything. I'm naked. I ain't changed clothes. I'm smelling. I'm stinking. At least when I was home, I can take a shower. Now here I am. I got the pig stuff on me. He came to himself. And now, since he came to himself, he confessed and repeat his sin. Now, verse 20, 24, is celebration for your comeback. Celebration for the comeback. Father welcomed him back home. Look at him. He welcomed him back home. He saw him come from a long way. He spotted his child. Every mother, father, they know their child. He may be limping, she may be limping, but I know that's my baby. My baby's coming home. Look at him. Look at him. He's short, he's tall, but I know my child. He's coming back home. My son. He did not bring up his past. Y'all missed that, parent. He didn't bring up his past. He didn't tell you, I know you're going to fall, boy. I know you're going to fall, girl. I know you're going to come back home. Don't bring their past up. Leave their past there. Now, you ought to welcome with open arms. You ought to say, happy to have you, my son, my daughter. God love you, so do I. The child been through enough. Child is hurting. They need to see the love you have for them. Father didn't bring up the past mistake. He had compassion on him. It's in the Bible. Say he ran. He ran and kissed him. He ran. The Bible says he saw him afar off. What he did, my brothers and my sisters, he ran to meet his son halfway before he got home. Reason why for that, because during the Jewish time, if a son or daughter leave home not right, he would do to be stoned to death. So if the father ran to meet his child, He knew that it disowned him that disowned the father. So he ran to meet his son. And he throwed his arm around him. And the Bible say he kissed him. He kissed his son. And the son began to say, Father, I'm not worthy to be called your son. But what I like about this, the father never let him finish. He never let him finish. The boy say, I'm not worthy to be called that son. Make me one of your high. So the daddy never let the boy finish. All he said that he looked back, he hugged him, he threw his arms around him. And the only thing he did, he looked at his servant, and he told his servant, he looked at him, he said, bring me a pair of shoes and put on his feet. Because every time he looked down on his feet, I want him to think about the journey that brought him back home. Bring me a robe and put on him. Amen. I don't care how dirty he is, because the robe represents the blood of Jesus. Amen. When you got the robe on you, the garment of God will wash you white as snow. That was a song said, what can wash me? Nothing but the blood of Jesus can wash me. He said, bring me a ring. Put on his hand. This my son was lost, but now he's found. The Lord will let you fall just for him to pick you up. And he said, let's be married. We ought to rejoice because my son made it back home. And that's what we ought to do every now and then. When a sinner come in, we ought to rejoice and throw our arms around him and tell him, we love you. So do God. And it's good. I'm so glad that the Lord didn't leave me like he found me. He picked you up. And it's all right. He'll let you fall just to pick you up. And I'm so glad we serve a mighty God. I'm so glad we serve a good God, because he's able to see you through. And he's all right. And he's good. And he's all right. We got work to do. We got sons and daughters that need the word of God. We got to keep on praying for them. We got to keep on praying. You got to pray for mine. I got to pray for yours. And if we hook up a prayer together, prayer will bring them back home. One day they come to their senses, and one day they give their life to Jesus. One day they open up their heart. Why you say that? Because Jesus, he died for your sin and my sin. But bright early, I say early, Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Aren't you glad? Ain't you glad he saved you? Ain't you glad all you've been through? You turn it over to Jesus. He'll make a way. He'll let you fall just to pick you up. Won't he do it? I'm glad he'll do it. I'm a little witness. But you got to come to your senses. You got to come to your senses. When you come to your senses, then the Lord will pick you up. You know when the Lord picked them up? When he came to his senses in verse 17 and say, I messed up. I got servant that living better than me. And whenever you repent, confess your sins, that's all the Lord wants. He can change anybody. You can't see him change, but the Lord can see him change. Oh yeah, the Lord see him change. Sometimes people can be so messed up, they done something so bad that we think that it can be changed. But look at yourself. If the Lord change you, he can change anybody. the greatest experience that I have, what I laugh a lot, when I go in the mirror and I look at myself, I say, whoa, Lord, you changed me. Woo, you changed me. I know you can change anybody else. Some of us think just us can be changed and nobody else. You remember Saul? Saul persecuted the church. Saul killed some people. Jesus stopped him on the road to Damascus. That gonna come a time in your life, Jesus is gonna stop you on your road to Damascus. And Jesus said, Saul, it's hard to kick against the brick. Saul said, who art thou? And he fixed him. He changed his life. He knocked him so hard, he knocked him blind. But he said, I'm going to help you. But he said, I want you to go to Ananias. There's a man there going to lay hands on you, and you're going to receive your sight. But when he got to Ananias, and I looked at him, he told Jesus, he said, it's a bad man. You know what he done. But Jesus said, yeah, but he's a chosen vessel now. I've changed him. Sometimes people can be so bad we can't see when God changed them. And when God had to tell him, say, I've changed him now. He's on our side now. He's a servant of God. What I'm trying to tell you, when you come to your senses, when you come to yourself, mama, daddy can't do it for you. You got to do it for yourself. I don't care what you've been doing in your life, how long you've been in sin, alcoholic, drug addict, whatever, prostitute, whatever, gambler. When you come to your senses and say, Lord, I need you. He's the only one that can clean you up. We can pray for you all you want, but if you don't pray for yourself, you don't ask the Lord to take this from me, whatever I've been dealing with, I've been handling me down, take it in 2026. I want to be better. The Lord will let you fall just for him to pick you up. Amen. And when he pick you up, then people can say, you know, you're not playing church no more. A lot of people play church. But when the Lord knock you down and you come to your senses, I'm not playing. I want to live for Jesus Christ. That what happened to this young man. He left home too fast. He didn't leave right. There ain't nothing wrong with leaving home. Leave home right. Leave home with the blessing of mama and daddy or grandma. They're going to pray for you that you be successful. It wasn't the money. But look, he abused the money. He lost everything. Lost his life. But he had enough sense to say, I'm going back home.
Say bless, say bless, yeah!
If you've been blessed by this faith-filled sermon and would like to sow a seed to our ministry, you may do so by mailing a financial blessing to Starlight Baptist Church, 156 Isaac Gruyette Road in Marksville, Louisiana, 71351. Or you may send a Cash App contribution to $SBC of Hickory Hill. You can also follow us on Facebook for our live stream broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. Starlight Baptist Church is dedicated to sharing hope and salvation through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Seems still